good morning. Welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Plachetka, how are we today?
Really good, Mike. Good to see you.
Same here. Happy New Year to you. It's
to you, yes.
Been a fast-moving back end of the year as we've had this segment on now for several months. Mm-hmm. And hard to believe the time has flown like it has. Hopefully our listeners were with us last week on Christmas Eve and we were talking about the topic of changing things in your life. Maybe it's a small change, a big change, what have you. But this time of year especially, we see a lot of people that kind of get in that mindset of turning the calendar, turning over some new pages in their lives to make some changes. And we're here to kind of go over some of the things that might be obstacles for that, because it's not easy sometimes to make changes.
Absolutely. It is difficult to make changes. And last week we talked about what goes on in the brain that makes it a little bit difficult. And I say a little bit kind of, it makes it a lot difficult to make the changes. So because we know the brain is designed for efficiency and survival, it's going to use those tactics. And I invite any listeners who might either want to hear it again or who have missed it to check out the website, www.safeharboril.com, and listen to the broadcast. So what we know, though, is that our brain is always working and our body's always working to keep things the same. But it is possible to make changes. The first thing that we want to do is be smart about it, because if we're smart, we can have a little success, and success breeds success. If you're on a diet, the first 2 pounds sometimes are the hardest, and then once you have some success, you think, I'm going to keep doing that. So there's some really excellent techniques that we can talk about.
Okay. And SMART is like an acronym, right,
for something? Absolutely. Thank you. SMART stands for, the S stands for specific, M stands for measurable, A stands for attainable, R relevant, and T timely. So let me give you an example. If we're going to be specific, I don't want to just say I'm going to lose weight, you know, this year. I'd like to lose 10 pounds, okay? It's specific. And it's got to be measurable, something you can actually see and check on and notice the progress. Attainable, you know, 10 pounds you can do, 100.
Right.
That's a big goal.
Be realistic.
Right. Relevant, you know, is it something that is good for you? And then timely, within a certain amount of time. So that means that maybe you're going to check your weight every week or whatever. And I can give you some examples if that would be helpful.
Sure.
So a SMART goal physically would be, you know, an example would be, I will run on the treadmill at 3 miles an hour for half an hour on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the next 3 months. If you want to do something mental, you're going to change the way you think. I will spend 10 minutes each day in quiet reflection, meditation, or prayer. Emotional. I will take 3 deep, calming breaths before responding when I'm upset. It's part of changing something in your relationships.
Sure.
My partner and I will spend time alone together for at least 2 hours each week. Professional. I will read a professional magazine or book for 1 hour each week. And for fun or recreation, I will do something for 30 to 60 minutes with friends or alone that's strictly for fun. Do you kind of see the pattern?
The thing you want to do is you want to set a target that you can see, that you can realistically get to, like a finish line of some kind, not just a vague thing. You want an actual target that you can see and obtain and have a goal for yourself.
Exactly. And you want to be able to, like, put it in your calendar. You know, this is the time that I'm going to read my book. I so admired one of my retired physicians, but he used to schedule on, like, 45 minutes around his lunch hour to read professional magazines. And he got it done.
Yeah, and if you know, plot that out, and you got to be disciplined, of course, to keep up with it, but that's going to help you attain these goals if you just kind of make a chart or make some kind of plan of action that you can follow. You can see it in writing, and you can remember to do it, first of all, and maybe have a better chance to do it.
And the nice thing about this is, just like last week when we were talking about those brain pathways, this is developing new pathways. And pretty soon, if you're regularly running on the treadmill, pretty soon it's going to feel strange if you're not. And that's where you want to get that becomes the healthy habit that you've instituted. And that's something you can do for a long time.
Make the new routine, get past those first couple of early stages where you are making the change, getting the brain to adapt to it, but then it's easier and easier each day you go.
Right. Success breeds success, and our brain likes it.
All right. Any final thoughts on today's show?
Well, I encourage people to look at the website to get some ideas for books about how your brain works, making changes, and suggestions for good motivational techniques.
All right. Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you in 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
One more day.
Holy, it's coming.
Well, thank you for joining us, listeners, and also our guest, Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks, it is our weekly feature, Your Life Matters. Make sure you join us again next time. And don't forget to go online where you can submit your questions at safeharboril.com. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in the same time slot next Monday morning.